Good morning, everybody. The House State Affairs Committee will please come to order. Will you please take the roll?
Representative Tallarico?
Here.
Representative Stutes?
Here.
Representative Keller?
Here.
Representative Vasco?
Here.
Representative Grunberg?
Excuse, we'll be calling in on the phone.
Representative?
No, I'm on the phone. Can you hear me?
He's on the phone.
We hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Representative Christ Tompkins?
Here.
Chair Lynn?
Here. Well, good morning. Excuse the delay. We had a couple of last-minute amendments come in, so that was the delay. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you coming in. We'd like to turn the gavel over to Vice Chair Wes Keller at this time for a couple of reasons. One is to avoid a conflict of interest. One, because I'm the sponsor, one of the sponsors of the bill, and two, because of my own personal background. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is an honor to...
Honor, you're not being heard.
This is chair this bill. I like the bill. I got a, you know, Mr. Sponsor, I got a little green slip here I'm working on. It's also fun because we got you right where we want you now, and and the other is your staff that's presenting the bill here shortly. I'm going to call up. It's her first bill, so we're going to have some fun here maybe a little bit. You know? So if you'd come up and identify yourself for the record and tell us about HB 43. Would somebody adopt first version W, the CS 43? Look for a motion. Just to move that the we have version W in front of us. Representative Stutes?
I move that we accept CS House Bill number 43.
Okay, and that's LS 0242W, and I see no objections, so we have W in front of us. Representative Lynn has some opening comments.
Yes, thank you very much for hearing the bill this morning. As I said, when we opened this hearing, I have one of my conflicts of interest because I have a personal background in this area. Let me just explain a little bit. I was actually raised by a Los Angeles County deputy sheriff. I have a grandson who is a policeman in Maryland, and I myself was a cop many, many years ago on the Tucson Police Department. And so I have some personal understanding of why Alaska Law Enforcement Day should be a special day here. And, you know, technology has made things a lot better for law enforcement and peace officers, and we need more and better technology, but that's not all we need. One thing, we have a new technology and so on, but one thing in law enforcement hasn't changed and never will change, and that's putting your life on the line every time you make a traffic stop, every time you answer a call. And an example of that, one night I answered a call many years ago with another police officer, went out to get a guy and arrest him in the back of the car, and next thing we know, a riot started. It started throwing things at us, spitting at us, and I started rocking the car back and forth, and we got out of there by the skin of our teeth. And we were very fortunate about that. And you know, law enforcement people, folks, they subject themselves do that kind of stuff every time they go to work, and I think they deserve special recognition, and that's really what this bill is all about.
Thank you. So, with that, if you would identify yourself for the record and tell us about
that. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm Joanna Lewis, staff for Representative Bob Lynn. Thank you for hearing the bill today and for adopting the CS. I just wanted to explain the main change between the two versions of the bill you have before you. When we first proposed this bill, it was suggested to us that we name a date around May 15th, May 15th being National Peace Officer Memorial Day, and the week in which it falls is National Police Memorial Week. It seemed appropriate to us at the time, but after we introduced the bill, we received some feedback from several law enforcement agencies that suggested that by naming the Sunday before May 15th as Alaska Law Enforcement Officers Day, it might conflict with some of the memorial services that already take place across the state. Right now, communities, law enforcement agencies in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau already hold memorial services, and they enjoy some flexibility in naming the dates of their observances to accommodate families, mainly who would like to be present at those observances and also at the national observance in Washington, D.C. So to make things simpler for those agencies and those families, and also to clarify the bill as being not just a memorial bill, but a bill to honor those law enforcement officers and peace officers who are still serving and protecting our communities every day, we decided to move the date to January 9th, which was recently named National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, as part of a national movement led by the FBI National Academy Association and Concerns of Police Survivors Incorporated. So the change of date seemed appropriate to us, and we've had nothing but good feedback since making that change.
Are there any questions from the committee to the sponsor or the sponsor staff? Okay, seeing none, thanks. We'll go ahead and move right directly into the testimony, and part of the reason is that we have Lisa Kirsch here from Ledge Legal, and she's signed up and has some testimony, and I'd like to hear from her first, if you would. Unless I misunderstood, Lisa, it says you want to testify, so.
Good morning. My name is Lisa Kirsch. I am from Legislative Legal Services. I'm here with the drafter of this bill. This is Susie Schutz, and she is the attorney who drafted the bill. We actually are here at the request of Representative Gruenberg.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. I'm having a difficult time hearing Ms. Kirsch. Could she speak up and go into the mic a little closer? Sorry to bother you.
Yes, I am here at your request through the chair, Representative Gruenberg, and I'm here to answer any questions in regards to the bill.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Gruenberg? Just for the record, Representative Gruenberg is on the committee, and he is here telephonically. So go ahead, Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't recall procedurally whether I can offer an amendment or vote on anything. I'm not sure I can, and if I can't, maybe somebody could do those courtesies for me.
Representative Gruenberg, what we'll do is we'll just limit our the amendments that are being offered to the committee members that are here, and Representative Craig Thompson, thank you, has agreed to offer your amendment. And so why don't we just stop here and let that happen, and then you can tell us what you have in mind, okay?
Sure. To save a little time, Mr. Chair, Ms. Kirsch is here to talk about Amendment W-2, and that's the purpose of her being there. And to expedite things, I wonder if that could be labeled Amendment Number 1 for discussion.
Thank you, Representative Gruenberg.
I move Amendment Number 1.
See, I'll object for purposes of explanation. So the amendment that we have in front of us, labeled W.2, is before us. And like I say, I'll object for purposes of explanation. So what are you hoping to accomplish with W.2, Representative Gruenberg?
First of all, just a technical thing. I talked to Ms. Kirsch after I had made the pen and ink change, adding the word Alaska on lines 5 and 6. Under the circumstances, please strike that. I do not want that to be part of the amendment. I had misread the text, and if I'd ask somebody to move to amend the amendment to take that handwritten stuff out.
Okay, to the maker of the amendment, do you accept deleting lines 13, 14, and 15 of W-2 at the maker's request?
No, just my pen and ink, the word Alaska. Everything else, it stays as typed.
Okay, just the pen and ink insert Alaska, so just line 15. Is everybody on the committee?
Yes, the phrase, we're not putting the word Alaska in there.
Okay. I don't see any objection, so we have W-2 before us as amended. So please proceed. Representative Gruen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Through the chair, Ms. Kirsch, from what the members should have, Susie Schutz's one-page memo, and the way I read the memo, and I could be wrong, that everything that is a law enforcement officer, as defined as mentioned in footnote 1, is also within the general definition of peace officer in Title 1, that statute that's cited, and I believe my staff has given everybody a copy of that statute from Title 1, that everything that is a law enforcement officer under our code is also a peace officer, but there are some things that are peace officers that are not law enforcement officers. Through the chair, Ms. Kirsch, is that correct?
Through the chair, Representative Greenberg, generally speaking, I think what you said is correct. I would defer to Ms. Schutz as she drafted this amendment on this issue, but you know, the definition in Title I, you know, is designed to be a broad definition that applies throughout the Alaska statutes. So ordinarily that is you know, a more encompassing definition that has broader application.
And Mr. Chair, the reason I offered the amendment is because if that reading is correct, then putting the term law enforcement officer in would be redundant. Everything would be included within the definition in Title I of peace officer. Is that not correct, Ms. Kirsch?
This is through the chair, Representative Greenberg. This is Susie Schutz speaking now. I drafted that memo that you're reading off of. And the definition in Title I is very broad, but the instances where law enforcement officer is used are more specific. And because the Title I definition would apply to this, this so there is no law enforcement definition that would by default apply here. One could be added if that were desired, or just the common usage of law enforcement officer would apply.
If I may ask one more question, Mr. Chair.
Representative Greenberg.
If we took out the term law enforcement officer and just went with peace officer, would it cover the law enforcement officers as well? Or do we need to have that in there also?
I mean, through the chair, Representative Greenberg, this is Susie Schutz again. There is no definition in Title I of law enforcement officer, so I'm not sure what would want to be covered that isn't covered under there. I think I would need a more specific question to be able to tell you if something isn't covered.
Okay, my question
is... Representative Greenberg, you want to restate your question?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Mr. Chair. You have mentioned in footnote 1, and I do not have your memo in front of me, I do this from memory.
Mm-hmm.
There are several statutes that use the term law enforcement officer. If we do not use that term, law enforcement officer, in the bill, but just the term peace officer, will those particular references be covered as well?
Through the chair, Representative Greenberg, this is Susie Schutz. Yes, I think that they would be covered, those specific instances. They're very specific. For example, a police officer of the municipality where a pawn shop is located. So they're very specific where law enforcement officer is used, and I think the broad definition of peace officer would cover that.
So, Representative Greenberg, the question, can you explain why it isn't covered in lines 5 and 6? I'm assuming you have version W in front of you, where it reads that the end of line 4, it says Alaska Law Enforcement Officers Day is established on January 9th each year to honor law enforcement officers and peace officers. Does that not get the job done I don't understand if you have an aversion to the use of law enforcement officer, or what's up?
Mr. Chair, to answer your question, it seemed to me that because law enforcement officers are peace officers, it's redundant to say law enforcement officers and peace officers. If you simply say peace officer, that also covers law enforcement officers.
Any comments or questions from the committee? Representative Greenberg, I have to say I don't see this amendment myself as improving the bill. I have considered asking you to withdraw it because it's already covered given the broad definition of what a law enforcement officer is. So,
I'm not going to belabor the point. If it's the chair's wish and the sponsor's wish for me to withdraw it, I'll be happy to do it. It just seems to me to be redundant. Not a big thing.
Is there anyone on the committee that would like him not to withdraw his amendment? First, I'm going to ask that. Representative Vasquez?
I just would like to make a comment. Representative Greenberg, through the chair, it states here, to quote, to honor law enforcement officers and peace officers. So up front, it does cover explicitly law enforcement officers and peace officers, end of quote.
I understand that. It just, and I don't want to belabor the issue. It just seemed to me that it was redundant, but if the other folks on the committee and the chair and the sponsor wish it withdrawn, I'm delighted to withdraw.
And I'm going to ask you to do that if there's nobody on the committee that wants to ask you not to withdraw it for a reason that we can put on the record here is clear.
Then I'll withdraw.
Okay, thank you.
I suppose
a representative. That's a request for Representative Christ Thompson. Representative Thompson.
I'd like to withdraw amendment number one.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so that puts us back to version W as it was proposed to us. Is there before we go to other discussion, thank you from Leds Legal, and we'll go ahead to the other testimony and see where we're at, okay? We're going to start with Jake Metcalf is here from the Public Safety Employees. If you come up, identify yourself for the record and give us your testimony.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Jake Metcalf. I'm Executive Director for the Public Safety Employees Association, Local 803. Excuse me. On behalf and we, as an organization, want to express our support for the bill. We think it's one that's a very good bill, one that's overdue. Just to give you a little background, Public Safety Employees Association represents about 800 law enforcement employees throughout the state of Alaska. It includes the Alaska State Troopers, court services officers who are police officers in the courthouses in Alaska, airport police and fire officers, which are located in Anchorage and Fairbanks airports. They have a specific law enforcement duty as well as a fire responsibility as a part of their jobs. We represent deputy fire marshals within the Department of Public Safety, and then we have municipal employees in Ketchikan, Sitka, Juneau, Fairbanks, Soldotna, Dillingham, Unalaska, and those employees include law enforcement officers, dispatchers, evidence custodians, and clerks within police departments. So we have a broad range of employees within public safety in Alaska that we represent, and we're very proud to do that. One area I'd like to direct your attention to is the transition reports from Governor Walker. They came out, I think it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago now. And one of the statement, the transition team on public safety put in the report a quote that I think is important, and it's from it's The statement is, as a state and as an employer, we have a duty to the men and women we hire to serve and protect our citizens and to enforce our laws. If we as a state are asking these public servants to protect all of our citizens from danger, we owe them the full measure of our support. They deserve to be well-paid, well-equipped, well-trained, and well-led. They need to know that if they are injured, we will nurse them back to health, and that if they are killed, we will comfort and assist their families. We believe that House Bill 43, that's PSEA, the organization believes that HB 43 is an example of the policy statement that is included in the transition reports. By establishing an Alaska Law Enforcement Day, the state of Alaska shows a full measure of support to the men and women we hire to serve and protect our citizens and to enforce our laws. It also gives Alaska and its communities a time and day to reflect on the ultimate sacrifices made and a moment to honor those who dedicate themselves and their families to serve Alaskans. So we PSEA proudly requests that all members of the House State Affairs Committee support HB 43. And just to give you a little background information, one of our members was injured over the weekend in a plane accident and is in Providence Hospital recuperating from that, and he was doing his job that day when that happened. And we wish him well. And we also had two members killed in May of last year, Scott Johnson and Gabe Rich. And their families are going through the grief and tragedy that resulted from that. And I think that goes to Chairman Wynn's comments about the fact that these people go to work and one day can just end up going to work and then making the ultimate sacrifice. And so we think a day that this bill creates is something we need in the state. It's a positive bill. We think we ought to have a positive day to reflect on the good work that these employees do, and we appreciate the fact that you're considering this bill, and I thank you, and if you have any questions, I'm available to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Metcalf. Is there any questions? Seeing none, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to ask Lieutenant Chris Sell to come up while she's coming. We serve on the newly formed Justice Commission, and I've gotten to know her a little bit, and she's a asset to the enforcement. Let's see, what is it, the law enforcement community and peace officer community? If you would give us your testimony.
Thank you, Representative Keller. I do serve on the Criminal Justice Commission with you. I also know Representative Chris Tompkins from his participation in the Alaska Peace Officers Triathlon, which he won a couple of years ago, so I wouldn't want to be in a foot pursuit with him. Like many people in Alaska, we wear a lot of hats, and we tend to run into people we know. And I think this bill, and I'm speaking for the Alaska Peace Officers Association. I'm the state vice president. We have approximately 800 members who are active and former law enforcement officers or were involved in working in public safety or supporters of law enforcement, a few prosecutors. Lots of people in law enforcement have joined the Alaska Peace Officers Association. But we are part of our communities where we work, and despite the events of the last 6 months that we have watched on the national news and watched what happens when communities are divided and police departments and citizens don't respect or trust each other anymore, we've been very fortunate to not have that be the norm in Alaska. We have recently in Juneau had coffee with a cop multiple times, and people have arrived sometimes with questions, but often just to express their support. And this bill gives those people a formalized day to say that we are not a house divided in Alaska. So the Alaska Peace Officers thanks you for your support for this bill, and we certainly hope to see all of you at the triathlon if you would care to participate in a few months.
I'm all over that. I'm glad you didn't have anything to report on other acquaintances you've made. Is there any questions for Lieutenant Self?
No, coming. You may see me at the triathlon, but I won't be running in the triathlon.
Representative Lynn.
Well, you're welcome.
So thank you for taking time to come in and testify. We're going to go to Brandy Johnson online. Brandy, do you have testimony for the Committee on HB 43, an act establishing Alaska Law Enforcement Officers Day?
Yes, I do, Chairman.
If you would, identify yourself for the record and give us your testimony.
For the record, my name is Brandy Johnson. I am the recent widow of Scott Johnson, whose job was that of sergeant with the Alaska State Troopers. I'm calling today on behalf of all the men and women in law enforcement in the state of Alaska, as well as their families. I support House Bill 43, recognizing January 9th as Alaska Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Last year alone, there were 121 line-of-duty deaths in the United States. Two of those deaths occurred in Alaska. One of those deaths was my best friend, my husband, Scott, and the other was Trooper Gabe Rich. Morale among law enforcement in this state was significantly diminished following this incident. The law enforcement community within our great state should know they are appreciated. They perform the tasks most of us would never want to experience. They are the people that get the calls at home while the rest of the public is sleeping to respond to a car accident, a drowning, or a murder. Law enforcement cleans up the floor after a teenager commits suicide so the mother doesn't have to. They cut the body out of the frozen river with a chainsaw in the winter to recover someone's loved one. They are the ones who answer a call when a domestic violence situation has turned into a hostage situation. Can you imagine what it would be like to interview a suspect that you know from evidence has raped a dead child? If my words are disturbing here today, imagine having to deal with these situations every day. Law enforcement also comforts people on the worst days of their life. They demonstrate infinite patience that put their life on the line to protect their communities. They do it when they are tired, when they miss their daughter's birthday, and even when it's Christmas. Most calls are requests for help or to file a complaint. Seldom are the calls to just say thank you. Thank you for finding and returning my rifle. Thank you for the compassion you showed when I felt scared, violated, threatened, or thank you for patiently answering my questions. Those letters of thank you from the public often mean the most, yet many do not call to say thank you. Do troopers and officers do their duties without our appreciation? Yes. Do they expect our appreciation? No. Does appreciation encourage them to come to work and perform well at their job? Yes. I have spent the last 23 years living the law enforcement life. It is extremely draining. A day to recognize law enforcement in Alaska would mean a great deal to the men and women in the law enforcement community. I ask you to consider House Bill 43 and tell Alaska's law enforcement their sacrifice and risk have not gone unnoticed. Thank you for the opportunity today to testify before you.
Thank you, Brandy. Your sorrow and the incredible loss. Any questions for Brandy? And it certainly confirms the value of this bill. We definitely are deeply indebted to our law enforcement officers. So, thank you. Representative Greenberg, did you have further testimony?
I have the other amendment if you're ready to take that.
We'll close public testimony at this time then. And the bill is for the committee for further consideration. Representative Christ Thompson?
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure which amendment, whether it's W1 or W3, Representative Grunberg wishes to advance.
Representative Grunberg, which amendment did you? We have three amendments before us. One of them is the one that was withdrawn, the W3. We also have W2 and W1. It was my understanding that it was just W3. So I'm sorry. Which one is it that you were wanting us to consider?
Mr. Chair, W-2 was the one that was labeled Amendment 1 that was withdrawn.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry.
All I request that somebody offer the amendment that is labeled W-1 and label that Amendment 2.
Okay. will consider that, but I want to know, first of all, are you contemplating yet asking Representative Christ Thompson to offer W-3 also?
No.
Okay. Representative Christ Thompson.
But W-3 was just a combination of one
and
two.
Representative.
I move amendment number two, which is labeled W.1.
Okay. Everybody clear on that? I'll object for purposes of discussion, Representative Christ Thompson.
I'll yield to Representative Gruenberg.
Representative Gruenberg?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Amendment number two simply adds language encouraging people to help law enforcement officers and help them maintain the peace. I did not think it would be anything that would do any violence to the bill, and in fact would strengthen the bill, because we're not just honoring the officers, but we're encouraging people to get involved and help the officers. And that was the only intent. It was to avoid things like the Kitty Genovese case and stuff like that, where people just stand around and don't do anything. We're encouraging not just the officers, but the people to help maintain law and order.
Okay, we'll ask the sponsor of the bill, and of course then the committee, any comments on this? Representative Lynn?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the bill as it is already, by the nature of it, encourages people to support law enforcement and peace officers, and you had mentioned redundancy earlier. I think it's almost redundant here, and I frankly don't see a need for it. But one of the purposes of this bill is to do that very thing that you asked. I'm not sure that this is needed.
Okay. Anybody else?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Lindberg?
Yeah. Unless the chair and the sponsor of the bill wants the amendment, I don't want to do any violence. I was thinking this would help the bill. And I'm prepared to withdraw it if that's the wish of the sponsor.
I don't see any much response here from the committee. My own preference is that you would withdraw it, and the reason is that when we do a day like this, you know, and put it in the in statute like this, that is so understood. I mean, that's what we're doing, and it's driven. The things that happen on that day are driven by the people that are supportive and honoring the law enforcement officers. So I'm going to ask the committee again, you know, if there's any other thoughts. I don't. Representative Christ Thompson?
I was just going to ask if I could withdraw amendment number two, labeled W.1.
Okay.
See any response from the committee.
W.1 is withdrawn with no objection. So, okay. Is there further comments, Representative Greenberg?
No.
Thank you for calling in. That shows your dedication, and we appreciate it.
I don't believe I'm allowed to vote.
No.
I'm not present, but I would indicate my support, and it would be a due pass.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks. Okay, so with the will of the committee, or unless there's further discussion, I'll yield to that. But will of the committee, then. Go ahead, Representative Chris Thompson.
Let's see here. That's been a
year. Well,
individual recommendations and accompanying zero fiscal note.
And just for clarification, that's version W unamended. Okay, so seeing no objection, the bill moves from committee. So at this time, I'll return the gavel to the chair. Representative Lynn, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the good work of my vice chair, Reverend Keller. I'm very happy about this. I'm happy not for me, but for the law enforcement community and peace officers. It's a wonderful thing. This bill was conceived before the madness, the barbarism in Ferguson and New York. And the timing actually turned out to be propitious. It just happened, because these things happen all the time. We must support our law enforcement. We have a lot of problems, we have a lot of challenges in Alaska, but unless we survive with the help of law enforcement and other first responders, those problems don't mean a heck of a lot. So again, thank you. The schedule for the next meeting on Thursday, we expect to be hearing HB 35, Great Alaskan Earthquake Day, and HB 13, Election Pamphlets and Absentee Ballots. That's scheduled for this coming Thursday. Any other comments from the committee on any subject? If not, I thank you to everybody who came to this hearing, and we are adjourned.